Multiple Intelligences. Through my research, I discovered the book Frames of Mind: The Theory of Multiple Intelligences by Howard Gardner. His book teaches that there are 7 intelligences. Number 1, linguistic. Number 2, logical mathematical. Number 3, musical. Number 4, bodily kinesthetic. Number 5, spatial. Number 6, interpersonal. Number 7, intrapersonal. His book validated what I intrinsically knew. I simply didn't have the intelligences recognized by the school system, which are predominantly linguistic and logical mathematical. This is one of the reasons I failed English twice in high school. I could not write, spell, or punctuate. I am not linguistic, and I am not logical. In my freshman year at the Merchant Marine Academy, English became my favorite subject because I had a great teacher. If not for that teacher, I might not be an author today. My English teacher at the academy had great interpersonal skills, which is why he could relate to me. I respected him. Instead of talking down to me, he inspired me. We could speak person to person rather than teacher to student. In his class, I wanted to be smart, and I wanted to learn. Instead of another F in English, I received a B. Later, as a Marine in Vietnam, it was my intrapersonal intelligence that kept me alive. Intrapersonal intelligence is the ability to control my emotions and get the job done, even if the job is life-threatening. Many people are not successful financially because their intrapersonal intelligence is weak. People with limited intrapersonal intelligences often say, "I need job security," or "That sounds risky." These are examples of emotions doing the thinking, not intrapersonal intelligence. As I studied more about Gardner and his theory of multiple intelligences, I realized that the A students were those who had high linguistic and logical mathematical intelligences. Reading, writing, and math were easy for them, but very difficult for me. My intelligence strengths were spatial, bodily kinesthetic, and intrapersonal, which is why I doodled in class, built a boat, and was not threatened or motivated when teachers told me I wouldn't get a good job if I didn't get good grades. At this time, you may want to ask yourself, of the 7 intelligences, which are you strongest at?